Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dal Segonda Garcia, Watro Media. It's a pleasure for me while I'm recording this live podcast, can be available everywhere. But it's so important for you to understand that everybody right now needs to understand the difference between a nationwide business, a local business, and what it takes to be a global entrepreneur. It's so important. If you listen to me, you want to watch what I'm saying, just make sure that you go on YouTube and watch the video version of this podcast. But today, I will break it down for you why Jay-Z was so strategic about launching his business globally and why it's so important to position yourself as a global figure. Stop thinking about a zip code. Stop having a zip code mentality and get you a global mindset. Okay, so we'll go with the intro and then I will come back with the podcast from today. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dal Segonda Garcia, CEO of Trudeau Media. It's a pleasure for me to understand that I represent for you global reformation leadership. Why global reformation leadership? Because you have to change the way you think. You have to think global, you have to reform the way you think about. With artificial intelligence, blockchain, and the global market, you have to adapt your business language, your business lingo, your business acumen. You have to change the way you're doing things from your podcast, from your website, for your conference. You have to change everything. You have to think like you're in Paris, you're in Atlanta. You have to think you're in Atlanta, you're in Lagos. When you're in Japan, you have to think like you're in India. It's a global world. I'm not just talking to American people. I'm not only talking to African. I'm not only talking to Asian. I'm talking to everybody who's living the way they're supposed to live, who want to impact the globe from their hometown. This is why it's so important. My name is Dal Segonda Garcia. You want to join us? You want to learn how to monetize your gift globally? Click this link below and you will have all the information to make it happen. And welcome also to my podcast, Global Reformation Network. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, so you listened to the intro, so you know what it is. So let's go now today in the seven things that you don't know why Jay-Z went global. So first of all, you have to understand that when it comes to years ago, I believe when he was still in Rockefeller, his label with Dame Dash and Biggs. Back then, I believe it was around 2004 and 5. I need to verify that. But he tried to get the stake of a Spanish soccer team. And they just, you know, pushed him and said, hey, you're just a rapper, man. Don't talk about big boys' money here. We don't want to hear, we don't want to hear what you have to say. This is big boys' money here. You know, we don't want to hear what you have to say. You cannot put yourself in position to buy a team, a soccer team. This is not America here. So what he did after that, one of his first deal, like publicly as a Rock Nation, when he went to Rockefeller to Rock Nation as a sports agency, even if he was already working with LeBron and some other people, but in 2013, he was able to strike a deal with the NBA and the Major Baseball League together, okay? Where he was able to work with some type of deals with a player and certain team to a certain extent when it comes to marketing, okay, and product placement through media, very important. So that's the first thing that most people don't know. It started in 2013, okay? Then, years later, after the big Super Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia, he struck a deal, a five-year deal with the NFL for halftime show. So if you need to understand something about business, there's nothing bigger in the world of advertisement globally than the halftime Super Bowl ads. Why? Even if globally is, you know, different, you know, event, but when it comes to the company who are willing to spend money to really reach out to people, is a Super Bowl. I believe it was like $7 million for 30 seconds. Yes, in February 2024, it was $7 million for 30 seconds. And every year it go up and up. I remember it used to be 2 million, then it went to 3 million, then 4, 5, now it's $7 million for 30 seconds. Why? Because that's the only time where it's confirmed on TV alone. There's 100 million people. Don't talk about online, but on TV, there's 100 million people connected who are watching. And then every big major, company want to make sure that their ads are being seen. So that's very important. And so he was able to strike a deal with them. And to me, that is super huge to be able to do that. I believe that, we need to pay attention to that deal. And that's for NFL. And even the NFL is not really global. With social media, the halftime and everything is global. And of course, what he was able to do with, some people we've been knowing for years, from Mary J, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, 50, that able to Eminem to give them a platform to perform a Super Bowl in LA. It was huge. It was a powerful move for him to do that. So that's very important. Then also what he did with Usher. So he still be able to position some people that he knows have been doing business with to create some favor and figure out a way for everybody, especially the minority in the United States, to make money. That's huge. Okay? Then another thing. So what's the third thing now? You have to understand that the way you work with athletes is a marketing thing. So there's marketing endorsement nationwide and globally. So Roc Nation Sport, what we want to do is not just to take care of you, but to help you penetrate global market. This is huge when it comes to endorsement. You have to understand that sometimes your endorsement is so good, it go beyond your career. So it was one thing that he was tired to seeing athletes going broke. Thank you for the likes, going broke. So now he helped athletes to develop themselves, to go global, to be global entrepreneur. If you watch a video, I just show my shirt, to be a global entrepreneur so he can really having penetrate different markets. The good thing when you're global, every economy in the world don't go down at the same time. So let's say that maybe in France, the economy is not good. The economy might be good in Japan. And Japan is not good for next 3 months. Hey, maybe in Nigeria is good. Maybe in South Africa is good. Maybe in Brazil is good. So when you're global, you can really always be up regardless of what's going on, because the entire world at the same time is not going through. Even now we have a global inflation. There's some countries who are doing better than the other. So when you're global, you can really figure out a way to balance your business when you are global. So I just want to let you know, global is just not a marketing message I'm sending to you. The reason why I use Jay-Z, because he's a celebrity, so he can open your mind to what even people in a certain level are doing. Because unfortunately, if you've been living in America for a long time, you're only thinking nationwide. You're only thinking that, we're doing this, something here. No, they are global. Most of the people that you see, from individual to big business, they're all global. There's nobody who's doing a huge business nationwide as an American-based company, never. They always, those global companies who really make the crazy money. Now, not too long ago, they strike a deal with Roc Nation and Versace. So, of course, Versace, is Italian, but is huge in Europe. Versace is huge in Asia and Middle East. So, again, it's another way for Roc Nation to really put himself into a global player to make sure that they have access to different things. Now, when it comes to business, to explain something, if you've never been global, you don't understand what global means, stuff like that. The globalization of your business from a product or a service, what you want to do, you want to be in different markets. So it's distribution. So now, of course, your internet is a global distribution through the internet. But that's even better to be to have a global distribution online and to be physically in store or having your brand carried by physical people who have a huge impact in certain nations. So all that is super strategic, and you have to really understand why he's doing that. It's just not just to go global, it's the distribution in different channels, different medium who can really solidify your brand overseas. And that's very important for American based company. Now, I will talk about a soccer club, very important, named Real de Madrid. Real de Madrid is a soccer club, who's the richest club in soccer right now, and the valuation is $6 billion. So what you need to understand is like Real de Madrid is just not like an NFL team. Even if a Dallas Cowboy is $9 billion, nobody in Germany, France, or in Nigeria, or in South Africa, or Brazil, or Japan, waking up in the middle of the night to watch a game for Dallas Cowboy. But when the Real de Madrid is playing, like the Champions League, everybody, maybe not in the United States, but everybody in the world figure out a way to watch it. So if you have a door, a business deal with them, a commercial that you will run during the Champions League will really have a huge impact globally that if you try to run an ad during NFL, you know, playoff game, is not the same, okay? So it's powerful for Jay-Z to understand that. And he struck a deal with Vini Jr., who's a new Brazilian superstar of Real Madrid. If you go online, just search on YouTube now, Real Madrid, Jay-Z Champions League clip, you will see that when they won, he ran towards Jay-Z with his trophy and celebrate with Jay-Z. Why? Because it's represent Baroque Nation. And I did, you know, a little digging, not only represent Baroque Nation, but guess what? Jay-Z struck a deal with another agency in Brazil, not only represent him, but they are representing now 130 new Brazilian soccer player talent, up and coming. So what business is going to grow for next 5-10 years? Crazy. Now, if you understand soccer, Kylian Mbappe, okay, originally from Cameroon, is a French citizen, okay, just like me, he's African, but he's a French citizen too, move from Paris for Real Madrid. So you have to understand that Mbappe now is the number one player. They talk about Messi, but the number one, Messi is going, you know, he's about to retire maybe in a year or two. But Kylian Mbappe, now he's not even 30 years old, is the biggest soccer star right now. And if you watch the news, a few months ago, I believe it was in Saudi Arabia, they are willing to pay him $1.1 billion for a year. We talk about salary, $1.1 billion, because even the Saudi, that's how we call people from Saudi Arabia, the Saudi himself, they want to get the piece of the pie of that soccer industry, who's huge and truly global. So big shout out to Jay-Z to be able to be a visionary from Brooklyn, New York, and to understand that yes, music is good and everything, but if I want to be a multi billionaire and have an influence, I need to be a global aspect. Now to our level, people want to do 6 and 7 figures. I've been doing 6 figures for almost 10 years. I mean, every year, because I have a global business. You know, like I can go right now in countries I've never been because of some partnership I have, and put 300 or 400 entrepreneurs in a room that I never met before, because I train some of the top coaches in the French diaspora. I even have, you know, trained people in Japan. So I can go to Japan right now to get 50 business people in Tokyo, Japan, with no advertisement. There's at least 20 countries I can do that. A lot of people, they cannot do that. They're gonna have to spend thousands of dollars of ads on social media, because they are not connected the way I am. My business literally been serving people in 69 nations. It's just my wife and I and a few virtual assistants, because I'm about to show you really in the link. You can click below on a podcast. I will do the same thing. You just go to my website, reformationleadership.com/courses, and you can have access to that. to this course will change your life. I on purpose keep the price low. I was supposed to increase it last week. I received so many emails. So that Darcy, please, I need to get my money together. I know it's life-changing. And I'm adding now an updated version of ChatGPT 4.0 that will drop free of charge as an extra module on that course. It will blow your mind in a good way. Because there's nothing else you can do without AI. If you have you know, the expert business, consulting business, right, you know, I'm part of, like, you cannot work without AI. Like, I will show you how you can really, there's seven, I put a post, there's seven profession will be disappear next year because of how good that thing is. I don't talk about even Sora. I mean, OpenAI now doing some crazy good stuff, but just one company. But there's more than 50 other tools that you can use to enhance your productivity. Work faster, work better. I was working on a book yesterday. It's just because of a time issue, but like now you can, I mean, like literally with a new update, literally write a very nice book in more than 60 languages according to what you want to, you know, that what you can talk. 60 languages, you can write a book in 3 hours or less, or 3 hours or less. Can you imagine, as a publisher, the team, the amount of work you can get done? So if you are working with 4 clients a month, now you can work with 50 clients a month. What does it mean for your bottom line? That's what we're talking about, guys. This is not something I try to convince you to do. I'm doing it. I benefit. It's like the money I'm making, I'm not even making money no more. We're just selling courses. The consulting fee are crazy. The Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies who need my services is insane. I'm talking about, I'm working with people, the company, you know, like I was working for church. I believe they have 150, 160 locations. They have the biggest building in Europe. In the entire European continent, they have the biggest building right now. A government just rents that facility. A foreign government rent a facility because it was not enough for the event space they're looking for in France. The only place where they could get it done was that place. A foreign government, it happened last week. And I'm connected with people like that, helping them, consulting with AI. So now I have a course in English. Now I'm talking about my French client. This course not only is in English, it's bilingual, English and French. So I speak English subtitled in French, just like a Netflix movie. For you to be able to access this knowledge, and you're not going to be able to say that, you know what, I didn't know. You cannot say that you didn't know. I don't care where you listen to this podcast, on Alexa, on Pandora, on iTunes, on YouTube, on Spotify. You know, wherever you can listen to a podcast or watch that replay videos on YouTube, you have no more excuse. Just click the link below. Do what you have to do to go to the next level. My name is Darcy Ogondaga. It was a pleasure to talk to you. This is Reformation Leadership Podcast. We are not playing games over here. We're going to teach you how to go global and how to do it faster, better. Because now, you can 10x, 100x, 1000x your brain utilizing technology. Who was put to on this earth for us to be able to use it? AI will only destroy people who are not top 1%. I'm a top 1% in what I'm doing. I'm not afraid of AI. AI is like my teammate. AI is not my enemy. Because I know how to use it. AI is a tool. AI is not an enemy. AI is a tool. No matter where you are, if you can do better with AI, just learn. Don't be afraid. Don't be sad. Don't start crying because of AI. Rejoice and utilize it to do more, faster, and better. This is Darcy Ogondaga, CEO of Twitter Media. I'm live from Atlanta, Georgia. Just a pleasure to talking with you. I'm going to run the outro. Bless yourself, you know, search for my podcast, Reformation Leadership. everywhere podcast you can listen to, or just go to Darcio Gundaga on my YouTube channel. Enjoy yourself. If you want to, you know, book an appointment with me or my team, you want us to consult for your business, do not hesitate. Just go to reformationleadership.com. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Darcio Gundaga, pioneering global media strategist and AI innovator. About Darcio Gundaga. Darcio Gundaga is a world-renowned global media strategist, international speaker, and consultant with a distinguished career spanning back to 2002. Over the years, he has collaborated with influential figures such as Bill Winston, Miles Monroe, Dikembe Mutombo, Bishop Jakes, and Dr. Creflo Dollar, playing a pivotal role in expanding their reach beyond the United States. Professional journey. With an illustrious career, Darcio Gundaga has undertaken 7 global tours across 4 continents in 7 consecutive years. His expertise has been instrumental in coaching the top 10% of French African coaches and experts in the French diaspora. Through his guidance, these professionals have not only expanded their influence, but have also generated millions of euros and reached millions of people, thanks to innovative marketing strategies and leveraging new media. Innovation in AI tools. Darcio Gundaga stands as a pioneer in the integration of artificial intelligence tools for global expansion. Recognizing the evolving landscape of technology, he has embraced AI. I empower experts, coaches, speakers, and pastors. His forward-thinking approach positions him at the forefront of the industry, reshaping the way professionals engage with global audiences. Accomplishments? Worked with esteemed figures like Bill Winston, Miles Monroe, Dikembe Mutombo, Bishop Jakes, and Dr. Creflo Dollar. Conducted 7 global tours on 4 continents over 7 consecutive years. Coached the top 10% of French African coaches and experts in the French diaspora. Generated millions of euros and reached millions of people through marketing and innovation strategies. A pioneer in utilizing AI tools for global expansion.